Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton, and we've got an action-packed hour coming up as we'll be talking a lot of different athletics at Northwest Missouri State. And Matt Trenton, not only talking with the various coaches and players, but talking with some folks that have had a lot of success there in the last week or so.
Yeah, Northwest Missouri State just keeps on rolling, and it really starts with a big match this evening as Northwest Missouri State volleyball ranked number 3 in the latest AVCA Coaches Top 25, and they're heading to Warrensburg right now getting set to take on Central Missouri, who's ranked 2nd in the AVCA. The top two teams, the MIAA right now, Central Missouri came to Maryville, got a win in mid-September as the conference season opened, but the Bearcats have won 11 straight since then. And a win tonight would put the Bearcats solely at the top of the MIAA conference with 7 matches left to go. So a big one coming this evening. Not only is it huge for the MIAA, but huge really for national implications when you think about two of the top three teams in the country meeting. So really fun one coming this evening. Bearcat soccer just keeps on rolling. They're up to 10 wins after getting a couple over the weekend as well. It seems like anytime Kaylee Rock is touching the ball, then it's a clutch goal because she has come up with so many throughout the year. But once again, Northwest, a couple wins over the weekend. And so Mark Gordon's team still trending in that right direction. We're going to talk cross-country today as well. The women taking 4th, the men 3rd in the MIAA championships. Caroline Cunningham on the women's side finished 2nd individually, and Kaylee Hart 4th. So some really good showings on that side. As for the men, 3 all finishing within 6 seconds of each other, and then they were within, 10 through 15. So the men with a really solid showing as well. And then, of course, going on to Bearcat football, heading down to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, probably one of the hardest road trips they're going to have all season long, and come away with a 59-7 win. So a very decisive victory for Northwest Missouri State football, back on the right track, and now a huge matchup for homecoming with UNK coming to town.
Boy, it doesn't get much more important than this. When you look at what they've got coming up, not only homecoming, but the conference title is most likely going to be on the line with this, and also implications down the line for the NCAA Division II playoffs. So it's about as big a game as they have had in a long, long time.
Yeah, this is one that, we saw Nebraska Kearney in Kearney back in 2019 beat the Bearcats, and you saw T.J. Davis, a very talented young quarterback at that time, and you knew he was going to be a problem. Now you see these two teams coming into this matchup this weekend of, again, like you mentioned, chance to win a conference title, and that's kind of that first thing to check mark off when the Bearcats set those season goals. They want to win the MIAA, and not only win it, they want to win it outright. So a chance to really stake their claim to that with the win. But the regional rankings also coming out yesterday. The top 7 teams make it into the postseason. The Bearcats are at 5th. Nebraska Kearney currently sitting at 7th. So it's one of those that both teams are kind of on that edge to where another loss might put you out of the playoff picture, even with a couple more wins to finish out the regular season. So it's really so thin right now, you don't want to give an edge to anyone. And so hopefully Northwest Missouri State football can really take some of the momentum that we'll see from homecoming week, a big crowd coming in, Hall of Fame weekend, and really push this thing through.
And, when you talk with Bearcat head coach Rich Wright, one of the things he always says is you win the MIAA title, everything else kind of falls in place after that. So if they can pick up a win against UNK on Saturday and then play out the rest of the season, pick up that MIAA title, then the playoffs will kind of fall in place at that particular point. So I guess the first check mark they want to do is get that MIAA title, and that they can go a long way toward that with a win on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. We were talking about it this morning that it feels so early to have a game like this against Nebraska Kearney that's kind of your MIAA championship. Of course, things can happen after this week. With 2 more weeks, the Bearcats go on the road to Missouri Southern, wrap things up at home against Emporia State. But you kind of look at it and say, boy, we're sitting here in week 9, 2 weeks left after this, but the conference could be decided this weekend in Maryville. So it's one of those. It's going to be beautiful weather. It's homecoming. Hoping to see a big crowd come out wearing green and white and backing the Bearcats, because this is going to be a huge matchup against a very talented Kearney team.
And that will be a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the broadcast really beginning right around 11 or so with our tailgate zone tailgate, and then we will end up with Bearcat game day at noon, and then, well, actually noon 1 and 2, I guess. It's normally at 11 when we start that up, but we start things off on the air at noon with the tailgate show from the tailgate zone, and then right into our Bearcat game day pregame.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and hoping to catch up with a lot of different folks. Of course, yourself will be on there, Brandon Meisner, maybe a couple other special guests as we roll through this homecoming week. So, and that's for the tailgate show. Then, of course, as we actually get into Bearcat game day, you'll hear from all the coaches from Northwest Missouri State, as well as some folks from Nebraska Kearney kind of giving that perspective. So everything you could possibly want leading up to a massive kickoff at 2.
And if that wasn't enough, basketball right around the corner as well. And they'll get things rolling tomorrow night with their annual basketball batch at Bearcat Arena. It's going to be good that they can get into the arena right now. There's some discussion early on that things might not be available until November with some of the renovation work they're doing at the arena. But get things started with the Bearcat basketball bash, part of homecoming activities this week anyway, and then roll into the season getting underway the next weekend.
Yeah, and if, you know, everything successfully in the fall happening right now, Bearcat Athletics is really just off the charts. Now to throw in the fact that we've got basketball starting back up, it's going to be a lot of fun on Wednesday, a chance to come out to Bearcat Arena and, you know, see the Northwest Missouri State players, the coaching staff, everybody kind of reintroduced and getting set for another big year. Of course, the men coming off a national championship, but then on the women's side, really seeing some good things on Coach Meyer those first 3 years, and looking for them to take another big step in year 4.
And I'm thinking one thing everyone wants to go out and watch tomorrow night with that is that celebrity basketball game, and I understand one of the celebrities is going to be Matt Trenton.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get asked if I wanted to do it. I was more forced into it, coerced, and so I will be playing in that. I did mention the name John Coffey, and they said that for insurance purposes, we can't have any older people breaking hips during the game. Of course, now that I say that, I'm going to blow something out, and so that'll end poorly. But no, it'll be a lot of fun with that the celebrity basketball game and everything else going on with the bash coming up tomorrow.
Okay, that is tomorrow evening at Bearcat Arena. The doors open at 7:30. Everything gets underway at 8 o'clock for that. So got a lot coming up on the show, and we'll turn our attention to football when we come back, as Sam Phillips, the linebacker for the Bearcats, will be joining us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, time to talk football. Sam Phillips is with us, a linebacker for the Bearcat football team, a junior in the program. And Sam, just talk a little bit about, first of all, coming off a good win on the road against Northeastern State. Obviously going in, the favorite going into that matchup, but you really couldn't overlook Northeastern State and came out and just took care of business on Saturday.
Yeah, we knew coming into the game that they're better than they have been in years past, but all week we really wanted to focus on the Bearcats. You know, we wanted to focus on getting better throughout that week in practice, and I think we did so, and that showed up on the game Saturday.
What were some of the things that was a focus for the defense going into that game in that respect of wanting to show some improvement in different aspects of your game?
So a lot of it was just the little details, because I think that's what might have got us beat during Washburn, was just us not, you know, taking care of our job and overlooking some of those details. I think that definitely played a factor in that, so that was one of the big focuses going into Northeastern.
And you feel good about the way things came out of that from that standpoint of things?
Oh, absolutely. We had a lot more three and outs. We started fast, and, you know, on both sides of the ball. Our special teams, they played well, so yeah.
I would think, too, at this particular point in the season as well, it was a good game where you were able to get a lot of guys into the ball game, too, and get some game experience on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. We haven't had a lot of games like that this year, so it was good to get some game experience for some of those younger players. And I think everyone that traveled played, so that was a big plus.
And always a fun trip down to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, one of the longer trips. And it's not an easy place to get to either, but you went down and just took care of business there.
Yep, it's always a good time hanging out with the teammates and coaches. It was good.
And now this week, you turn around and you've got probably the biggest game of the season ahead of you right now, at least up to this particular point when you factor in everything involved. Homecoming on Saturday, you've got UNK coming in, the two of the top teams in the MIAA with Northwest, and then maybe a little bit down the line, looking at the MIAA title as well as playoff implications out of this game. So if you like a lot of pressure on a game, this game's got everything you want out of it, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely we know that they're great on offense. They have a lot of great athletes, especially the quarterback position. And again, this week, though, we're focusing on us and what we can control, trying to find out and smooth out those details because they do run a more difficult offense to prepare for. So we're doing that as much as we can, and as players, we just have to trust the coaches and buy into what they're telling us.
You know, when you talk about their quarterback, T.J. Davis, it looks like he's pretty much the biggest dual threat that you've seen up to this point this season. He can take off and run with it, and also, statistically anyway, it looks like he's done a pretty good job with the passing game this year.
Yeah, he's definitely improved in the passing game since last year, so that's one of our focuses. But the main thing with him is I think we just have to get him going east to west, and if we can get him doing that, then I think we'll have more success.
As a linebacker, when you go up against an offense such as this, what are some of the big keys that you guys are looking for out of the linebacker position here?
So we're looking for how they take on the blocks there on the edge, or so if they're going to cut us or block us up high, we just kind of have to be ready for both because they do both. So we're going to just have to be aggressive, shoot our shot when it's time, and make tackles.
What are some other things they're doing offensively that might be a little bit different from what you've faced so far this year?
Well, they're a triple option team out of a spread look, and we haven't really seen that at all this year. So just from that, that just brings a whole other set of challenges. And then with the quarterback being able to run like he does, we're just going to have to be locked in.
And I would imagine from the standpoint of preparation, though, you enjoy challenges such as this from a player standpoint in a game like this as well.
Absolutely. This is why you come to Northwest to play football, for these big games and these big opportunities and moments. But again, you can't let that or the homecoming aspect be too big of a part. So we just got to focus on winning the game. That's our job of homecoming.
And that's one thing I know that the coaching staff kind of beats into you guys' head. Probably even when you got on the bus Saturday to come back from Tahlequah. Imagine that kind of was made apparent to everybody on the buses.
Absolutely, yeah. They knew what this week brings. So,
well, you guys have a candidate you can kind of rally around, though, for homecoming king this year, with Zach Howard being one of the candidates.
Oh yeah, that's exciting. He's always got a big smile on his face. He's a great guy. If you're listening, go vote for Zach.
You guys doing anything to help out the campaign on the side here?
Not too much.
You talk about one of the reasons you come to Northwest is to play in big games such as what you've got coming up this week with Nebraska Kearney. But talk a little bit about your decision to come to Northwest. Of course, you were probably aware of Bearcat football a little bit earlier than maybe some, just with your brother Spencer playing in the program.
Yep. So actually, my oldest brother, Seth, he's 2 years older than Spencer. He came here and walked on and played. And so that's when I first heard about him. And I was just getting into high school at that point. So then went throughout high school and went to my brother's games, Spencer's games, and watched him have success. And, you know, as a high school player, you want to go to a program where you think you can play and you can have success. And, you know, Northwest was my best option.
What did it mean to you as well to be able to play on the same college field as Spencer?
It was incredible because, you know, not a lot of people get that opportunity. And so just to, you know, have those memories and moments with him on the field is real special.
And as far as what you like to do off the field, just tell us a little bit about some of the hobbies and different things you enjoy doing when you don't have to be out there practicing and getting ready for football. I know football takes up a heck of a lot of time for you guys, but what are some things you guys enjoy outside of that?
So in during the season, you know, when we have we do have downtime, I'm a big movie guy, you know, especially because the colder weather gets in. So I like to, you know, just watch movies. But like off season, I love, you know, playing basketball, you know, just hanging out with friends, hunting, fishing, just all the old little small town country boy stuff.
And academically, what are you looking at right now with your academics here?
So I graduated last spring with a bachelor's in applied health science, and I've started graduate classes for applied health and sports science this semester.
Well, it sounds like that's enough to keep you busy on the side as well, right?
Definitely is.
All right. Well, again, we certainly appreciate you being with us here on the show here today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Again, that's the linebacker for the Bearcats, Sam Phillips, as the Bearcats get ready to face Nebraska Kearney this upcoming Saturday at Bearcat Stadium, homecoming weekend. We'll be back at more on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, as we will be talking soccer coming up next, as Mark Gordon getting ready to join us here on the show here as he'll be taking a seat. And again, we are on the program here, and this soccer team coming off a very good week at home with a couple of wins. And Mark, congratulations, good weekend you had there.
Yeah, we were pretty excited about our results. We keep navigating our way through the conference and making ourselves relevant for postseason, and just looking forward to, you know, the last few games. Hopefully we will continue to prosper.
And let's just talk about the first win on Friday, that 2-1 win over Central Oklahoma in double overtime. And couldn't ask for anything better as far as the suspense in a game and the way that thing turned out for you.
You know, it really wasn't a high-scoring affair, but it was a good match that was played, and a really strong UCO team. You know, I think the realities of a loss, you know, 2 years ago down there in a pouring rain, we took a pretty bad drumming as a team, and I know some of the girls that were part of that. I mean, I think they remembered and you know, you try not to think about the past, but when you lose 8-0, it's hard to let that go. So I think there was some extra intensity through some of the returners that were a part of that, and just making sure that we made ourselves relevant in the match. And so really good soccer, pretty suspenseful to the end. Sidney Mueller hit a great set piece to get us into overtime, and I just felt like the team – just rode that wave into the overtime and managed to score a great opportunity, and Kaylee Rock put it away for us.
And then after that, closing out the regular season at home on Sunday, a 1-0 win over Newman. And again, let's just talk a little bit about that one as well. I know Newman's a team that struggled a little bit with the record here this year, but boy, they look like they gave you everything you wanted on Sunday.
As I said, they would. You know, that was their 10th game that they've lost by one goal. They're just having problems trying to find the back of the net. Very good team. You add in the gusty winds and the rain and all that. You know, the first half, they you know, we started out in a pretty good position with the ball, but once they got into their attacking half, our defensive part of the field, we really struggled to get out, you know, going into the wind. And the girls did a really good job managing it. So, you know, we had the ball 41% of the time. That's really low from what we're used to. So I was a little edgy and just hoping that, you know, we wouldn't concede anything, because clearly they're defending very well. They've spent a lot of time this season just getting organized to keep themselves in games. And, man, that's all it took in that game is a single goal. Unfortunately, we were able to get one late.
You talk about the weather. I think you almost experienced all four seasons there within an afternoon, the way things turned out on Sunday.
Yeah, we were just short of a little snow. Yeah, we had the delay and had about 11 minutes left in the match. And, yeah, the sunshine came out and the wind was gone. The last 11 minutes were pretty entertaining soccer and not nearly as cold as the previous 79 minutes.
Well, and the outcome is what you wanted out of all that, too. So it made a little bit of a delay worthwhile there.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I never know what's going to come of that and what the mind – set and frame of mind getting back in after you go, you know, you're off the field for an hour and just making sure we refocus and go back out. You know, it's different if you're up a couple goals, but the one goal that wasn't sure what was going to happen. They did come out right after and had an opportunity with the restart. They came down and had a pretty good service, and fortunately Alexis Cerna sure-handed collected the ball, so it was good.
What do you do during a break such as that to try to keep the team loose, ready to go, so when you come back out after the delay that you can kind of pick up where you left off?
You know, it was a special weekend too for our seniors in terms of their recognition and their contributions to the program over the last 4 or in some cases 5 years. As we were going in, I was just wondering, because we had a lot of families there and so forth, but to my, I guess not my surprise, I was encouraged. They quickly were away from and didn't let the potential of family distractions and so forth. They went as a team. They organized. They were talking about things that they needed to do, and then there was a lull in between. But I brought them together and just explained kind of what the next 40 minutes looked like and when we would begin to warm up and prepare, and once we got outside, we would start right away. So the girls handled it really well, and again, came out and finished the match.
Well, you also have with us here today Grace Weininger, and just talk a little bit about what Grace means to your program.
So Grace can play multiple spots on the back line. I think push came to shove, I could put her on the wing forward or on the wing midfield if necessary. But I think her value is in the back. We're pretty fortunate with two very good center backs, and Grace also falls into that realm. But we've found a good combination. I like what she brings to the wing as an outside back. Likes to get forward. Can serve a ball about 60 yards across the field. And not all the girls can do that. So she's kind of part of a committee of outside backs that we have, and it's been good to be able to kind of rotate them through at different times. And sometimes we just ride the player that's hot if they're having a good game. And really, I think that's been a real big piece of the success this year. Our health, all those kind of things, is having the depth and flexibility with you know, various positions, but specifically in our defensive line.
And Grace, you come to the Northwest program out of Kansas City and Park Hill. How much fun has this season been? You look at you guys' record right now, 10-5-1 overall, 6-2-1 in the conference, fighting for the playoffs now in the MIAA as well. How much fun are you having this year?
I am having a lot of fun. I think Mark kind of mentioned that it's been nice to have some depth. Last season, it was kind of, we just kind of had two outside backs, and we rocked with it every game, and we did the best we could. And it's been nice to have bringing these two freshmen because it allows that kind of depth. I've dealt with some injury and stuff throughout the season. I feel like I'm kind of just now hitting my stride into late October. So it's been great to have them, and it's been a lot of fun to watch and to not be stressed or have any concerns. And they're doing really well. But it's also been great to, as a team, find a lot of success. You know, you hear Maddie McKeever and Alex talk about how much they struggled this time, you know, when they were sophomores and freshmen, and to come into a program and begin to make some sizable changes. I feel like every game we talk about, oh, this is a new first for the program, this is something we haven't done in a long time, all of those kinds of things. To be a part of that and to help grow that success, I can't imagine, you know, what we're going to look like 2 years from now. But I am at, like, it's just so much fun to enjoy where we're at now. And going into this weekend, playing Mo West on the road is going to be a lot of fun. And Mo so, and going into that conference tournament, I feel really confident about where we're headed.
You talk about feel like you're hitting your peak right now. I imagine if you're going to hit your peak at some particular point in the season, this is right the time you really want to do it, where you got some important games coming up and the playoffs down the line here.
Yeah, absolutely. My first week, I dealt with some injury last year, so I took some time off during the summer. And right when I first started to get back, I pulled my quad, which is never something you want to do. So a lot of September and August, I was out. And October is kind of when I've started to get back into playing matches and really training at the level that I want to train at. And so now, having 3 weeks under my belt, you know, four, five, six matches under my belt, going into Mo West, I feel super confident about what I have to bring to the table and helping my team get the result we want on the road.
Now, this year is a little different than in past years from the standpoint you guys had a spring season and then some time off in the summer, then coming right back for the fall. I guess from a standpoint, too, you're probably used to playing almost year-round, a lot of through the club sport and everything outside of your high school level as well. But what kind of, different aspects of having a spring season and trying to get around quickly and make sure you're sharp for the fall. What kind of problems did that create, if any at all?
Sure. I mean, yeah, it was a quick turnaround. I think those of us who are maybe younger have a little bit of an advantage on that. You know, your sophomores and freshmen this year who are used to, like you mentioned, playing that club straight into high school kind of year-round ball. I definitely have an advantage. I think some of our older players maybe are feeling some of that wear and tear on their bodies a little bit more as well. You know, the older you get, the harder it is to make those recoveries.
That's what they tell me.
Right. But I think for us, it's been really important to get in that training room and make sure Christy's done a fantastic job of keeping us all healthy and on our feet and moving and, you know, working with Mark and Quade to make sure that our bodies are staying fresh. Sometimes practice isn't always 100% go, 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 but working on small spaces and small touches to make sure that we're getting the productivity done, but maybe not as much the wear and tear on the body.
And Mark, you can probably touch this as well as Grace about just the training staff that Northwest has, the athletic training staff. It just, I mean, every program that I talk to out there, they sing the praises of what a job they do to make sure that the athletes in every sport are ready to go for their particular sport and whatever's coming up the next game.
Yeah, Christy Tapps has been amazing. Year three, just getting to know her and our relationship and understanding, you know, her knowing me and, you know, what my interest in the players and their health and the things that she does to take care of them and the trust that the girls have in Christy and the things that she does to keep them in good shape and when we get the small niggles is what I call them, managing those, getting them back to 100%, but still allowing them opportunities and preparing them to be able to train and be effective in training and, you know, picking those times when we need to rest them. And so that working relationship has been great. And we're very fortunate to have the training staff and specifically Christy and the work that she does with the girls.
Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier your record right now, 10-5-1 overall, 6-2-1 in the MIAA. And again, as Grace mentioned, hearing some of these things come out, well, it's most wins, such and such time, or most this and that. When you look at what's left, though, there's still, you've had such a good season up to this point, but you're not satisfied right now that there's a lot more to be playing for here in the next couple of weeks.
There is, you know, and I think that they don't think about any of those things. It's after the fact we're hearing those things. We had a discussion about looking at the table and considering, and the reality is for us to continue to move forward and be continued success, it's prepare and win the next game. That's all you can do, and you can't second guess or wonder who's what else everybody else is going to do. And so I think their focus has been very good, very mature for a young group about let's just focus on the next game.
And that one's Missouri Western coming up Friday. Yep. Talk about the matchup with the Griffins coming up this Friday.
I think they're a very good program. They move the ball, probably one of the top three teams in the league in terms of how they move the ball, movement off the ball. Very good in goal, organized defensively. People aren't scoring tons of goals on them. You really have to work for it. And then their ability, I mean, they can get into the box. They can shoot from 30 yards out. So, yeah, they're going to be a handful.
Hey, Grace, how much are you looking forward to this matchup on Friday?
Oh, I'm very excited. I mean, we consider Mo West a rival game, so that adds a level of excitement. And I know all the girls are looking forward to it. I think, as Mark mentioned, they're a really, really good team. And we always, as a team, want to play good soccer teams. Sometimes we have – there's a couple teams that maybe necessarily it's not this type of style we love to play, and it'll be a really good matchup against them. Both teams kind of like to keep it on the ground and knock the ball. And so I think not only will it be a physical match, but I think it'll also be very technical, and it'll be about who can take care of their chances and who can put the ball in the back of the net.
All right, well, sounds good. I appreciate you both stopping by for the show here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Grace Weininger of the Northwest soccer team, along with head coach Mark Gordon with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more right after this.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back inside Pizza Ranch in Maryville. The Bearcat Coaches Show talking Northwest Missouri State cross country as we have Whit Cunningham, the coach for Northwest Missouri State, as well as Jake Norris, a junior from Papillion, Nebraska, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And Wick, Jake, appreciate you guys coming on and chatting with us here. And first, Wick, I mean, a terrific showing, the men taking third, the women fourth there in the MIAA championships. Just your kind of instant reaction as Saturday came to a close and you had a chance to kind of look back on things.
Yeah, I thought it was a solid meet for us overall. Didn't go perfect, but went pretty well. Most of our athletes had great days, and that's what we can ask for. The biggest thing is I never questioned the effort of anyone, and that's huge for us.
Jake, as we were going and we're kind of keeping an eye on things from afar there, but also kind of looking at what things look like weather-wise in Kearney, it was a little bit chillier than it was in Maryville, but for you getting out running in that race, what was that like? Did weather conditions play a factor? Was that a little bit better than maybe the Bearcat Open even to start the year?
I definitely think that was a little bit more enjoyable than the Bearcat Open, just because that is a very tough course, but we do love a challenge, and I think the weather did play a factor, but we were ready for it. We knew what it was going to be like, and I've ran on that course in Kearney about four times now because of high school, and I just think overall that was something we knew was going to be a tough course, but we battled just like everybody else, and we're excited to go to the racetrack in Moso.
Whenever you're getting ready for that, and you were familiar with Kearney a little bit, I know Wick said he was going to do some scouting and kind of get back with everyone and kind of like, all right, and kind of walk everyone through it. Was that something you needed, or for you getting it to that point, was it just kind of, I'm getting myself mentally right, I know what to expect as we kind of go throughout this course today?
I think that was a little bit of both played a factor, because with high school changing to college, we have a longer distance, we had slightly different course, and that was something that Wick helped us out with a lot. And I think that having that experience of knowing that it's a tough course too, though, I just kind of, everybody coming to the race looked prepared. They knew it was going to be tough, and because if you just go into there thinking it's going to be any like any other course, you're probably going to struggle.
As we go through, and once again, the men taking third in the MIAA championships at the cross-country conference meet over the previous weekend. You're going in. You know you've got a talented group, but as Jake mentioned, kind of a difficult course there and getting things rolling. You're probably thinking, we may not see PRs today, but if we can have a good showing overall and have guys battle through maybe a little bit of adversity, then we have a chance to really put up some good numbers.
Yeah, yeah, we weren't too concerned about time. I think we only had one PR on the men's side, which was crazy. It was still fun to see that, but we were just trying to put ourselves in a good position. If we knew if we did that, good things would happen. I think for the most part, we did that. We had guys put themselves where they wanted to be and just hold on and fight through that back half of the course, which is very challenging.
Whenever you look up and you see Fedrick, Jake, and Tucker all that close to each other, is that a pretty good feeling of like, all right, the way those guys are clustered, we're going to be just okay?
Yeah, no, it was really good feeling. Yeah, we had those three, and then Jacob wasn't too far behind them, and I'm like, all right, we're in a pretty good position right now. Let's just finish it out. Hang on. You know, we still got a couple thousand meters to go, you know. So,
well, and Jacob, as you're running it and you have your teammates all around you, is that just pushing you to go a little bit harder, knowing those guys are right there with you?
Definitely. I think one thing I remember from the race is I kind of fell off the front pack towards the middle of the race. And my teammate Tucker, he kind of caught me towards the 6.5, 7K mark. And I knew then it was like, okay, I need to go with him. I need to go. And he didn't just totally leave me, but he knew the best situation was to carry us both forward. And I think that's something that is going to really help us at the next race, because adding more teams, all of us being closer together, it's going to help us keep our points low and other teams might struggle there.
So getting into a race like that, and if you feel yourself falling back a little bit, I think it's probably easy to hit a wall, and whether it's using stuff, you're juiced a little too early, or it's a matter of just kind of mentally kind of being in a difficult spot. But having Tucker come up like that, is it easy to break through, climb over that wall, find a way to get over that barrier to say, I'm going to hang with him, I'm going to go and push forward and not just kind of like, you know what, it's not my day, I'm going to fall off?
Definitely. I think it can be a little demoralizing when you're starting to fall back and you can kind of feel your pace is dropping or it's getting slower. And I think we practice together every day. We know our physical limits, and I think that just having each other definitely it propels us forward.
Well, and Wick, you've been in these situations before too, and you hear Jake talking about this and a teammate picking up a teammate. What's that bring back for you? Is that some memories of kind of being in similar situations?
Yeah, you know, I think back to my senior year in cross country. Our top three were like 2, 4, 6 in the race, and we were packed up together most of the race, and it's just really nice to look over and see someone that you work out with every day, and it's just encouraging to be there with those teammates. And that's just, it's a good feeling.
Well, and we see the same thing on the women's side as well, as the Bearcat women taking fourth in the MIAA championships over the weekend. Caroline Cunningham finishing up in second. Kaylee Harp right behind her in fourth. And once again, to see those two in the top four, that's pretty cool, especially Kaylee with what she's doing as a freshman.
Yeah, it was huge for us to have them up there. You know, a couple low sticks goes a long ways in cross country, and you know, they were both fighting really strong. Caroline, you know, fighting for the win, and didn't quite shake out that way today. Hopefully in a couple weeks, you know, things change. She was both excited and disappointed walking away. Kaylee was pretty thrilled. She was ran a strong race, you know, top three broke away, so she was kind of like, I won the second race, and it felt really good about that.
What's the ceiling for her whenever we see her making strides like this at such a young age?
I don't even know yet. I don't think she knows. I don't think I know. But very, very high.
And that's honestly best at this point when you kind of look at what she's done. The way Caroline's spearheading things, we're still a couple weeks out before the region championships coming up in Joplin here, but you have to feel pretty good with the resume she's put together so far this year.
Yeah, you know, I think both teams are really feeling great right now. I think everyone's confident going into the region meet. Still hungry, you know. We were hoping to do a little better at conference, and everyone's like, you know, we're not satisfied yet, but we're happy to be making that progress. You know, the men moving up to 10K feel really good. We're probably a little stronger in the 10K, where some other teams might struggle a bit, and that we'll see that pan out towards the end of the race. And ladies are excited because this will be their second 6K. The course is a lot flatter, faster, a little more forgiving on the back half than this tough Kearney course.
And Jake, as you move from a distance to distance and now going up to a 10K, I mean, that's what, 6.2, right? 6.2
yep.
miles.
Yep.
That's a good chunk of change that you're dealing with there. How are you kind of changing the way that you would pace yourself as opposed to maybe a shorter distance?
I think coming to the 10K, you have to be a little bit more smart. You got to have you have to be relaxed. I think everybody goes out and they're very overwhelmed and they're very anxious to just see how the race plays out. So I think staying calm, racing smart, and then that last half, racing with heart. And I think that's something where we'll all be able to push each other, that last 2K, help each other out.
And we talk about Kearney in a course that you knew well there, but I feel like Northwest has probably been on this Joplin course a few times over the years, haven't they?
Definitely. 2 years ago, I remember we ran it 3 times. So very familiar with the course, very excited to go back there.
And we're kind of at the tip of the iceberg here because obviously there's even things beyond regionals. We're just finishing up the MIAA championships, but we're not that far out. We're about less than a month away from the NCAA championships, and knowing that, hey, put together a good showing within 2 weeks, then there's a trip to Florida on the line there.
Exactly, and everybody wants to go to Tampa this year.
Yeah. So. Especially that time of year, too. The next week or so, do you guys take the foot off the gas? Is it to keep doing what we've been doing? Do things change at all right now for Northwest and the training?
Very minimal changes. You know, we want to keep everyone feeling as normal as possible, but also feeling good going into the meet. So we're not going to try to get over aggressive, not going to try to overreach. We're going to try to just stay within ourselves each and every day and just trust the previous 6 months of training.
Kind of remember the haze in the barn. We've done all the work, so just stay relaxed and know that we've trust the process and know we've got it.
Well, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country, good showing over the weekend. Third on the men's side, fourth for the women in the MIAA Championships. And, Jake, we have you here, a native of Papillion, Nebraska, but sporting the Colorado Rockies hat. Is just you always been a Rockies fan?
I do. Rockies, Broncos. I have family out in Colorado, so I get a lot of crap for it around here, but, you know, I have to support.
I appreciate you staying loyal to it. That's perfect. Jake Norris with the Northwest Missouri State Cross Country team, a junior there for the Bearcats, as well as cross country coach Whit Cunningham joining us on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Guys, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'll take a time out and be back with more from Pizza Ranch on KXCV KRNW.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back inside Pizza Ranch on KXCV KRNW, talking with Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Andy Peterson, as well as the head golf coach. Andy, it's been a while since we've talked to you. How are things?
It's not my fault. That's your fault, Matt. No, it's
you guys have been busy at a golf tournament.
Golf tournaments and volleyball matches and soccer matches and football games, and Rosie playing tennis in Rome, Georgia. I've been busy. Facility stuff, crazy one way and another. So it's been fun. Been a lot of stuff going on. Homecoming week, obviously, so a lot of stuff still going on, but that's what we're here for.
All right, we're going to kind of run the gambit, hit a lot of different things. Okay. But first, let's start here. Wrapping up the fall portion of the golf season, the Midwest Golf Classic. Last week in Warrensburg, team takes fourth out of 18, yep. A really good showing. And it seems like you're getting some good looks from upperclassmen, but also some youngsters coming along.
Very balanced, which is what we want, obviously. I think you probably talked a little bit about it with Wick and cross country. You kind of want that pack running. You want the team to all finish together, sort of. It's kind of the same with golf. You want everybody to play really well on the same day, and we've kind of been able to do that. There's not a lot of there's not a gap between our number one and our number five girl, typically number six, really. We played like that last week, which was pretty good. We're averaging about a 317, I think, for the year, which is kind of right where we would like to be, a little bit lower than that, obviously, but that's not terrible for the first fall that we've had in 2 years for a lot of these girls. So I think we're set up where we need to be for the spring to go in and try to sneak into a regional, qualify for the first time ever as a program to make a regional, be in the top 12 in the region. I think we can do that with where we're at. I think we beat a couple of teams last week that we needed to, just need to keep kind of chipping away. Obviously, have a good winter. The girls will be in the weight room quite a bit in the next 3-4 months, and we'll get back going, second week of March, first week of March, spring break week of March, and try to make a push for postseason.
One of the names to emerge late in the year, Kylie Carey, a freshman, yep, playing really, really well.
Yeah, and she played really well in high school. She was a 2A state champ at the state of high school, in the state of Iowa, and wanted to stay close to home, and we had the degree program that she wanted, and it just kind of worked out that, this was a good fit for her. And, she's contributing, obviously, at a very high level for us, and is something that we need going forward. We're losing, after this year, long-term, vantage point, we're losing Morgan Teal, we're losing Anna Zek, we're losing Maddie Akers, three girls that have played a lot of rounds of golf for us over the last 4 or 5 years. And so to have Kylie come in this class, she's the only freshman we had this year, but to have her come in this class and really kind of get her feet wet and understand college golf and how we try to do things around here has been huge. And then obviously on top of that, playing at a high level is also a pretty big perk. But, that just kind of helps Lauren Wood, helps Alyssa Ginther. It helps all of those other girls that understand, hey, we've got some support coming behind us. I'm not out here all by myself with losing these three seniors. And we've got some experience coming back to try to help what will be a pretty big freshman class next year.
Big week here at Northwest Missouri State. Homecoming week, there's a lot going on, especially when we get to the weekend. Northwest Missouri State volleyball's on the road tonight, then, of course, back home over the weekend. But that's been a lot of fun to watch, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, number two versus number three tonight. Usually around here we say that it's a football game or it's a men's basketball game or something like that. So to have our volleyball program playing at that level, some of the matches they've had the last 2-3 weeks have been just exceptional. Not necessarily, winning all of them, but winning a lot of them, which is
fun. Winning all of them later.
it's so much fun. Amy Worth and what she's done, Elena Masalskis before she left, all the kind of the roots that she set, but now watching Jackie Kaysen kind of get her feet under her and helping supporting these girls, and just the young women of the program, and especially you got Hallie Sidney, who tore ACL last spring, so she's not even playing right now, but just watching her at practice, watching her at games, supporting her teammates, uplifting them, the freshmen playing really well, sophomores who haven't really got to play in 2 years getting to play, just watching that program establish itself, and the way the Navy's done it, it's not just a flash in the pan. They've been consistently building this for the last 3, 4, 5 years, and to see the rewards of it is really, really cool. And just it's just complimentary to everything else that they've done and everything else that we're doing with, football's run over the last, 25 years, basketball's run over the last 10, 20, if you go back to, some conference championships and stuff that TAP started, Elite Eight runs. We're just slowly building that, and if you can add another program or two or three to that level, to that threshold, that standard, it's going to be a lot of fun around Maryville for a long time.
So they're in Warrensburg tonight. Volleyball will be home over the weekend. Also, the Bearcat Bash for basketball is coming up tomorrow. All this is going to be in Lampkin Activity Center. Is that correct?
That's correct, man. We got back in there this weekend with some practices, men's and women's basketball practice in there. Obviously, volleyball was playing over in Hughes, but got back in there trying to get things put away and cleaned up. Obviously, that place was a disaster for about three months as they were trying to get fix the roof and get everything all shored up. So, it looks like a new space, I think. The crazy thing is a lot of the improvements, I'll say improvements, that happened are behind stuff. You won't see it. You wouldn't really see it. But we're able to do some stuff aesthetically that's kind of given it an uplift. It's where it feels like it's a little bit of a new space. And so just excited to get that going. I think, Bash tomorrow night. We'll do M Club Hall of Fame up at the ballroom Friday night as well. Five individuals and a team. Volleyball is going to play that evening in Lampkin. And then they'll play, obviously, again on Saturday and the football game, too. So, yeah, a lot going on. But, it feels good to be back, quote-unquote, home, where I can sit in my office at the top of the stairs and hear shoes squeaking and balls bouncing and stuff like that downstairs, because it was kind of eerie for about 4 months listening to, you know, saws and hammer drills and metal creaking and welding and all that stuff. So it feels good to have a little bit of sense of normalcy back in Lampkin.
It feels good to be back on the radio, right?
Yeah, because you guys don't come to Lampkin anymore, seems like.
We're in Lampkin all the time. Yeah. Sit in your office looking for you.
Yeah, sure.
Andy, thank you so much for the time, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Andy Peterson, Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and then hear from Amy Worth, Northwest Missouri State Head Volleyball Coach, here from Pizza Ranch on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Well, Northwest Missouri State Volleyball is back in action tonight. The Bearcats are on the road taking on Central Missouri in Warrensburg. We're joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Amy Worth, and Coach, are we kind of reaching that grind point of the schedule to where you've played so much, you're coming off a road trip, you have three matches this week starting tonight against UCM, and it's kind of that point, eight matches left in the regular season, you have to kind of keep pushing and pushing because you're almost to that finish line?
Yeah, this is kind of the middle point of the season where you don't quite have the postseason in sight yet, but you still got to get some, you know, wins under your belt for sure, so it is the grind piece of the season, something you got to continue to find passion in what you're doing.
So Northwest obviously playing at a high level, 11 straight wins and a big week coming up this week. But how do you keep the team mentally fresh to where you don't get too up for a match like tonight against UCM, who's a top 10 team, of course. But then you look over the weekend and you have Pittsburgh State, who's had some struggles. You come away with a win there. You go to Southern and sweep them on Saturday. You don't get too high, you don't get too low. It seems like this team is really just kind of keeping that even keel through the season.
Yeah, we're just process-based, and that's what we'll go to is, you know, you could be overwhelmed by the week that we have, but we just like to take one match at a time and get down to one point at a time, so that's what we're going to do for this week as well.
Well, taking it back to Saturday, knocking off Missouri Southern in three sets, 14 service aces as a team. Most this season, the fifth most in the program history in a three-set match. It's one thing to set your tempo in a match and to kind of go throughout it, each individual set, but to consistently put a serve in the perfect spot just feels like it's a whole different thing. Is that just something that comes from that practice of it's over and over and over, or is it the team kind of getting into the zone and kind of putting Missouri Southern in a tough spot to where it doesn't really matter what you do, everything's kind of working right now?
Well, anytime you can find an opening that you can get after when you are playing an opponent, you're definitely going to take advantage of it. And I felt like from the standpoint of finding some good targets on the other side of the net that weren't passing so well for them, we took advantage of that piece. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think we were probably in the zone with our serving, but we also practice a ton to be able to do that in practice as well.
Well, we also talked about the depth that you have, especially on that front line last week. And then you come in this week, and you see Kelsey Hovel come up with 33 kills total over the weekend. She hit 359 against Pitt. It kind of goes back to that depth piece. But what's she bringing to the table that we see a lot of other names popping up a lot for Northwest, but she has really been kind of a grinder throughout this season as well?
Yeah, she's been able to, you know, at times put the team on her back, which is great to see. You know, you're going to need those performances throughout the course of the season. So from that standpoint, I thought she had a really great weekend. She's a six rotation player for us, so she touches the ball a lot and obviously having a positive effect on our team.
And now you head into tonight. You're going to Warrensburg, taking on Central Missouri, a team that's 12-1 in the league. They've won 9 straight. Northwest, 11-1 in the MIAA and reeled off 11 straight wins. This is a big-time matchup of top 10 programs and one that you know is going to be big before the season, but as we get a little bit closer and closer, everyone kind of has it circled, and you know there are a lot of eyes around the country on this one tonight.
Yeah, statistically, we're a very, very similar team. We play very, very similar when it comes to how we play, and it should be a good one just from statistics looking at that piece, but it's really going to come down to what team wants it the most and can execute on the floor.
They won that conference opener here in September, back in the middle part of that month, and the Bearcats have really put together a solid conference season since that point. Do you toss that one aside, or is it something you bring up a little bit and have as a discussion piece of things to key on, but also, hey, they took one on our floor. Let's go ahead and return the favor.
Yeah, I think you can take it at that angle for sure. When it comes to taking something away from you, we're going to have to do a similar thing to them, that they came into our house and took a match away from us. And when you're on the road, it's a different beast. You know, you're not in your own venue. You're not in your own comforts, and you have to fight some of those things to overcome that adversity. So we're going to have a chip on our shoulder from the standpoint of what we do going in someone else's comfort and taking something away from them for sure.
Well, you mentioned that it's a similar playing style as Northwest Missouri State, but as you look at what Central Missouri has done this year and in this current win streak, what is it that they've done so well that's kind of lifted them to this point?
Their hitting percentage is pretty high from the standpoint of what they're doing. You know, they're able to do that at a high level. Their kills per set has been, you know, up there with us. And then their blocks per set they've improved on this year from the standpoint of what they've done in previous years. But the biggest thing they've probably improved on from the spring is just their passing. They're doing a better job passing. So all in all, you know, they put together a solid work, you know, effort from the standpoint of what they do on the court.
It's been a while since the Bearcats have played in Warrensburg, but the last time that happened, 2019, Northwest Missouri State comes away with a win there. Currently 14-1 away from home. That's neutral site and road matches this year. Does this team relish the opportunity to go in and that chance to take one or steal one on the road?
Absolutely. They're great road warriors. That's what we call ourselves. That's what we like to do on the road, and you know, being in someone else's their house doesn't bother us at all from the standpoint of us doing our jobs at a very high level.
Will we see a few more potential Holden, Missouri natives in the crowd for this one tonight?
Yes, there will be many more Holden natives, I'm sure, from the standpoint of where I grew up, and there's going to be some teams that we've had at team camp that are actually going to show up around there too. So I think it'll be a fun atmosphere for sure for me, especially for me.
Hope to see the whole Phelps clan in the stands for this one tonight.
There you go. The whole Phelps clan should be there. And if they're not, they're going to be in trouble.
So not to look past this one, but there are some home matches coming up with homecoming this weekend too. You have Hayes on Friday, then Nebraska-Kearney coming up on Saturday, which obviously we highlighted that Nebraska-Kearney match a little bit earlier in the season. But that's a team that's 9-5 in the MIAA, and they've won 5 straight. They're still a dangerous team coming in. That this is really a big week overall for Northwest Missouri State, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This can mean a lot for us when it comes to the standings for sure. But what I always say is we got to take that one match at a time and let everything else, you know, take care of itself.
All right, starts tonight, Northwest in Warrensburg, taking on Central Missouri. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That's Amy Wirth, the Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest Missouri State, 18-2 on the year, 11-1 in the MIAA. They're meeting up with Central Missouri, a top 10 showdown in the MIAA coming up this evening.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at USBank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.